Welcome to the CryptoZoo. I'm your CryptoZooKeeper, Jay, and today we will be talking about Jimothy.
You heard about cryptids, but what do you know? Hear a little more on this here show. What are cryptids and what do they do? Learn about cryptids at the CryptoZoo.
While most cryptic cryptids and mysterious monsters have long and storied folklore that dates back hundreds or even thousands of years, sometimes you get lucky and you get to see a legend created in real time. Sure, we've gotten to witness the birth of creepypasta phenoms like Slenderman, but those are all just stories. Right now, the Ballard neighborhood in the city of Seattle, Washington has got a front row seat to a myth in the making. We're talking about viral internet sensation Jimothy. Jimothy is a raccoon. He's about the size of a domestic cat and has the ring-striped tail and mask-like markings on his face to prove it. But he's not just any normal raccoon. What sets Jimothy apart from the rest of the Pacific Northwest trash pandas is his squatty appearance. His body is squashed, more circular than oval, and his head just seems attached to his body without the presence of an apparent neck. This squatty build also makes his arms and legs look longer and more spindly than those of all of his raccoon buddies. So yeah, Jimothy is basically a mutant raccoon. According to reports, Jimothy was born in 2025 in the Ballard area of Seattle and can still be found wandering the neighborhoods there. His unique look most likely is derived from a condition known as brachyrhachia, more commonly known as short spine syndrome, where the spinal vertebrae are compressed and fused together, resulting in a shortened, deformed look and minimal flexibility. The condition is so rare that some veterinarians estimate that there are fewer than 30 cases worldwide, so Jimothy is truly an extremely rare specimen of raccoon. Although sightings and video exist of Jimothy as an adolescent raccoon, he didn't go viral until a few weeks before the recording of this episode. In early July of 2026, a 33-year-old Seattle Instagram user named Kiana Hall posted a 5-second video on her profile of a distinctive critter digging through trash and wandering the streets. Initially thinking it was a stray cat, Hall started recording on her phone and soon realized that what she was seeing was an odd-looking raccoon as it scurried across a patch of grass, up some stairs, and over a fence. In the video, she can be heard asking, "What am I looking at?" Hall also gave the little fellow the name Jimothy in the video's caption, saying that he just looked like a Jimothy. And a viral internet sensation was born. Within days, Hall's video gained millions of views and thousands of comments and shares. And in the weeks since Hall's initial post, more sightings of Jimothy have been reported and more videos have surfaced. Everything from additional candid shots to security footage has also been posted by amateur paparazzi in Seattle. Jimothy was, and still is, apparently everywhere. So, what could Jimothy be? Well, the answer's clear. He's a raccoon, and although some suggest that his unique look is from some sort of injury, chances are he just suffers from short spine syndrome, just as everyone suggests. His appearance does line up with the myriad of other short spine animals that have gone viral in the World Wide Web. It's just that most of those have been domesticated pets, like dogs and cats. Jimothy's hook is that he's in the wild. His survival has been credited to the efforts of his raccoon mother and his own can-do attitude. And because he's in the wild, and because he's everywhere, authorities in the Seattle area urge looky-loos and sightseers to admire him from a distance. He seems remarkably able-bodied considering his condition, and doesn't seem to experience any pain or lack of mobility, so he's best left to his own devices. Even seemingly friendly raccoons can carry diseases or parasites that can be transferred to humans. So, if you go Jimothy hunting, look, but don't touch. Like any viral internet meme, Jimothy has caught on like wildfire in the pop culture world. The scrappy little underdog, or under-raccoon as the case may be, has become sort of an unofficial mascot for the city of Seattle. The dude has been recognized by the city council, has been used as the social media profile picture for baseball's Seattle Mariners, and has even been given an honorary degree from UW. He's also inspired tons of hands-on visual creativity, be it fan art on the web or tattoos on worshippers' skin. Of course, he has already found his way into video games like World of Warcraft, RuneScape, The Elder Scrolls Skyrim, Minecraft, and Stardew Valley. But he's also been made into an official Dungeons & Dragons creature, been snuck onto the Roku City screensaver, had a meme coin named after him, and has had an animated version of himself run across the screens of users who have searched for him using Google. How long Jimothy's 15 minutes will last is still unclear. Heck, by the time you hear this, the world may have moved on already, and Jimothy is probably completely fine with it. Part of what makes him so lovable is how blissfully unaware he is of how much people love him. And that's about it for this episode of the Cryptozoo. If you enjoyed what you heard, please like, follow, subscribe, share, rate, review, and all that other stuff. You can find us on Facebook and Instagram, so drop in over there and say hi. We're also at thecryptozoo.com. That's thecrypto-zoo.com. And until next time, good night, sleep tight, and don't stop believing.
We love cryptids, big and small.